said, give me your cup and I'll give you an ocean. Now take your devotion and flood your life.
Welcome to Worship the Father with Ben Farrell. Over the next half hour, Ben has three things that will energize your life and give you peace throughout the day and into the night. So don't go anywhere. Ben Farrell, singer, songwriter, businessman, and father of four, will help you deepen your walk with your Heavenly Father through thanksgiving, praise, and adoration. This show is designed for you to know how much your Father loves you and that His love makes all the difference in your world. Now, here's Ben.
Welcome to the broadcast today. I hope today is going well for you. You know, every day is a good day when you're walking with your Heavenly Father. This program is just designed to help you turn your heart towards Him, to be thankful, to praise and magnify Him, and to just love on your Heavenly Father. I just want to encourage you with the things that Jesus said about the Heavenly Father. Listen to this in Matthew 6. Jesus said, "Therefore I say, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or your body, what you'll put on. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They don't even sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than them? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to your stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field. They grow, they don't toil or spin, yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, you little of faith? Therefore don't worry, saying, what are we going to eat, or what are we going to drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. But your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for today is its own trouble." Isn't that the truth? You know, the greatest thing you could really realize is the love of the Father for every detail in your life. Jesus came, He paid an awesome price to buy you passage to the Father. It was a very astonishing concept when Jesus talked about God being His very Father. And it was more astonishing that He was preaching that He could be our Father. That would make us, you know, they were so scared of God. They thought, oh, He was so mighty and awesome, but they couldn't even think of Him being their Father. But here Jesus comes with this revolutionary concept. But that was the whole point. When Jesus came to earth, He came with good news saying, hey, you can have and you do have a Father in heaven. You know, when He talked about the Lord's Prayer, the first thing is, our Father, which art in heaven. I'm reading from With Christ in the School of Prayer by Andrew Murray. He says, we need to feel the tenderness and helpfulness that lie in these words, our Father. Meditate on these words. Say them over to yourself until you feel something of their wonderful truth. They mean that I am bound to God by the closest and most tender relationship, and that I have a right to His love, His power, His blessing, in a way no one else could give me. Imagine the boldness with which we can approach God. Imagine the great things we have a right to ask for. Our Father. It means that all His infinite love, patience, and wisdom reach down to help me. There's infinitely more implied by this relationship than just the possibility of holiness. We are to begin in the patient love of our Father. Think about how He knows us personally, as individuals with all our peculiarities, weaknesses, and difficulties. Boy, do I ever have those. The Master judges by the result, but a Master judges by the result, but a Father judges by the effort. Failure does not always mean fault. He knows how much things cost and weighs them carefully where others wouldn't. Our Father. Think about how his great love understands the poor beginnings of his little ones, clumsy and simple as they may seem. All this is infinitely and more that lies in the blessed relationship. Don't be afraid to claim God as your own Father. Let me share a song with you called The Father's Love as we begin to worship. No one ever loved this child quite the same. There's such a tenderness in his voice when he calls my name. So I can't imagine the price he was willing to pay to make my dreams come true. It's my Father's love that I cannot comprehend. My Father's love, he's my maker, he's my friend. And I guess one day I will understand, when I take that little hand, why my Father's love never let me down. Ooh. I see myself in him, and he sees himself in me. I wish there was more of him and a little less of me. Oh yes, but I'm trying hard. I wanna be what he wants me to be. I wanna make his dreams come true. It's my Father's love that I cannot comprehend. It's my Father's love, he's my maker, he's my friend. And I guess one day I will understand, when I take a little hand, why my Father's love will never let me, he'll never let me, he'll never let me down. Father, we thank you so much for your love. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your tender, loving kindness. We come before you to worship you today and to look into your face and to see your holiness and your loveliness. When I look into your holiness, and I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, and my will becomes enthroned with your love, and all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you, I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I want you to join me just to turn your heart to him and take a moment to look upon his face with me. Thank you. When I look into your holiness and I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I found the joy of reaching your heart, my will becomes enthroned with your love. When all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. Come on, let's worship Him. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Mm-hmm. Oh, the reason I live is to worship you. My friend, this is the very reason that we were created. When God, in the very beginning, He was alone, and He wanted to create a man, a woman, that would fellowship with Him, that He could walk with through the cool of the day. And He did that. But then something terrible happened. That fellowship was broken through sin. So down through the ages, God had to make a plan. And He sent His own Son, Jesus, to bridge the gap and to tear down the wall between God the Father and you and I. And He did that. And now through Jesus Christ, Daddy God is with us. Isn't it great? And we can worship Him. We can love Him. And experience the highest reason for our existence. I don't know whether you're a housewife or whether you're working in a profession, in an office, or what your calling is, but there's no higher calling that a human being has than to take the time to do just what we've done here, to worship our Father. There's nothing more fulfilling. There's nothing more that brings peace and joy. There's no more noble use of your time or your energy than to just worship your Father. And I want to have got news for you today. The Father wants to give you something. The Father is always wanting to give you one certain gift. And even the Bible says, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father give you the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is the one that has been sent since Jesus rose and went to heaven. And the Holy Spirit is the significant gift. And we're going to just pray and worship Him. And I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to just come upon you today. And to break any bondage over you and destroy any yoke of pressure, worry, or fear, or confusion. The Holy Spirit comes to bring peace and joy. Come on. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Hear us calling. Hear us calling to you. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.
Hear us calling. Hear us calling to you. Come bring your gifts. Glorify our Lord. Come walk beside. Come be our guide. You know, it's singing with me today. Come, Holy Spirit. Come on. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We are calling. We are calling to you. Your gifts, glorify our Lord. Come walk beside. Come be our guide. Sing with me one more time. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Hear us calling to you.
Father, we receive your gift of the Holy Spirit. We receive that gift. We ask you to fill us afresh and anew with that Holy Spirit. Let us be filled again, afresh and anew with your Spirit today. You might remember this old song. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. Spirit, the living God, fall fresh on me. I hope that's your prayer today. I'll be right back.
Ben has put together a very special devotional package of materials that will help you experience your Heavenly Father in that way. Two CDs of Ben's award-winning music and one of the greatest devotional books of all time, The Practice of the Presence of God. Ben's first CD is Sacrifice of Praise, a 10-song collection with just Ben and his guitar, filling your home and heart with the presence of God's love and peace. You know, some of these best-selling songs have been played throughout this program, along with songs from Ben's CD, Reduce Me to Love. This CD, produced by Ben and Daryl Evans, includes 10 uplifting songs, like You Bless Me, ASCAP Song of the Year, and the popular I Rely on the Blood. Join Ben and some of the greatest musicians as they fill your heart and home with songs of praise.
I rely on the blood of the Lamb. I rely.
Plus, when you order right now, you'll receive one of the most sought-after devotional books of all time, The Practice of the Presence of God, by 16th century worshiper Brother Lawrence. You know, Ben Farrell says this book has made a greater impact on his devotional life than any other book, except the Bible. Call now and ask for the devotional package. This package is valued at $35, but for a limited time, they can be sent to you for a gift of only $25 or more. Finally, please don't forget to call, write, or log on to our website to support this new broadcast. We need to hear from you. That's 1-800-997-2419. Or write to us at Ben Farrell Ministries, Post Office Box 52008, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74152. Or log on to our website at worshipthefather.com. That's worshipthefather.com.
I tell you, I hope to hear from you today, and I hope you order this package. It's worth it just for this book, The Practice of the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence. I have read this, I bet, 100 times, and every time I read it, I just feel like everything's going to be okay. I just know that God's with me, and I hear these words and the way he worshiped the Lord and the way he lived in God's presence, and it just made me feel so close to God. So please get that. I want to end and close this program with a song that we've written called You Bless Me. It's on the Reduce Me to Love CD. When you order the devotional package, you'll get this song. But it was exciting because about a couple years ago, it became the ASCAP Song of the Year. So God bless this song. And Daryl Evans, my friend, wrote it with me, and he sings it with me on this. It's called You Bless Me. And that's what this whole program's about, that God sent Jesus to remove the curse and to put a blessing out there to say, hey, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Come walk with me. I want to bless your life. Here's a song, You Bless Me.
I messed up my little world, broke your heart and bad, lost my mind. So far from you and so far gone, but your love was there for me to find. And oh, you just took hold of me, though my tears were flowing freely. Well, your joy came in the morning and you blessed me. Your joy came in the morning and you blessed me. No, you could have shunned me, but you blessed me. When I'm running out of rope, with less of me, there's more of you. I worship you, you are my hope, for you're dear to me, and I belong to you. Oh, you have got a hold of me, and now I'm living freely. Cause your joy comes in the morning, and you bless me. Cause your joy comes in the morning, and you bless me. Oh Lord, you bless me. Yes, you bless me. Your goodness led me to repentance. I fell down on my knees. Instead of judgment, you gave me mercy. Now I am living in your presence. Your love just flows so free. And Lord, you take care of me, and you bless me. Wanna let you know, and you bless me. You're touching my life, and you bless me. Now I'm living free. Yes, you bless me. Oh, and you bless me. Oh, you bless me. You are my only yes, hope.
Hey, that's You Bless Me. I'll be right back after a moment.
Ben has put together a very special devotional package of materials that will help you experience your Heavenly Father in that way. 2 CDs of Ben's award-winning music and one of the greatest devotional books of all time, The Practice of the Presence of God. Ben's first CD is Sacrifice of Praise, a 10-song collection with just Ben and his guitar, filling your home and heart with the presence of God's love and peace. You know, some of these best-selling songs have been played throughout this program, along with songs from Ben's CD, Reduce Me to Love. This CD, produced by Ben and Daryl Evans, includes 10 uplifting songs, like You Bless Me, ASCAP Song of the Year, and the popular I Rely on the Blood. Join Ben and some of the greatest musicians as they fill your heart and home with songs of praise.
I rely on the blood of the Lamb. I
Plus, when you order right now, you'll receive one of the most sought-after devotional books of all time, The Practice of the Presence of God, by 16th century worshiper Brother Lawrence. You know, Ben Farrell says this book has made a greater impact on his devotional life than any other book, except the Bible. Call now and ask for the devotional package. This package is valued at $35, but for a limited time, they can be sent to you for a gift of only $25 or more. Finally, please don't forget to call, write, or log on to our website to support this new broadcast. We need to hear from you. That's 1-800-997-2419, or write to us at Ben Farrell Ministries, Post Office Box 52008, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74152. Or log on to our website at worshipthefather.com. That's worshipthefather.com.
I hope you've been enjoying this program. Please drop us a line, order the materials, and give us a testimony if God's touched you in any way with this program. It'll be a great blessing to me. I want to just close today and remind you that your Father's with you, your Father loves you, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Worship the Father with Ben Farrell.
God said, give me your cup, and I'll give you an ocean. Now take your devotion and flood your life. Give me your lamp, and I'll illuminate the universe. 'Cause I can do miracles, I can do miracles, I can do miracles when you worship me.